This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you for coming today. It's my privilege to be here with County Executive Mark Poloncarz and the chairman of the Crime Stoppers Western New York, Paul Catalano. And we're here to announce that we in the District Attorney's Office have reinvigorated our efforts to support Crime Stoppers of Western New York, specifically by increasing the funding that is going to be allocated for people that provide tips to law enforcement that result in the recovery of illegally possessed loaded firearms. As you are all aware, we started this program in our office with the county executive back in 2019, and it's been a very effective program. It's helped to reduce the gun violence in Erie County over the last few years, and those numbers are significant. So, we just recently agreed with the county executive and Crime Stoppers of Western New York to increase our allocation in the amount of $500 so that now people that call in with anonymous tips to report that someone is committing a crime and someone is using an unlawfully possessed firearm that results in an arrest, that we will, along with the county executive, contribute $1,500 to the person who made that call and that resulted in that arrest. And I'll just give you some numbers specifically to tell you how effective this program has been. In the 2.5 years from January 2022 to July of 2024, it resulted in the recovery of 84 unlawfully possessed firearms. Now that is 84 guns that were removed from our streets and our neighborhoods. It's 84 different crimes that were committed in the possession of those guns. And if you just think about the number of crimes that we prevented by taking those guns off the streets, any number of robberies that could have been committed with those guns, shootings, God forbid, homicides, all of those guns were removed from our streets. And, that's a win for our community. This is about us being proactive. We're not only prosecuting people that commit crimes by possessing those guns, and maybe they use them in a shooting, and that's what the anonymous tip is about, or maybe they use them in some robbery, but it's also about being proactive so that we stop the shooting that could occur with a firearm like that. So this is a successful program, which is why we are reinvesting our asset forfeiture money. This is money that the Erie County District Attorney's Office has obtained through at our asset forfeiture program. And, again, as I indicated, this is a program that was started back in 2019 with my predecessor, John Flynn, and the county executive. But, we've got a great partnership here, not just with the county executive, but with Paul Catalano and Crime Stoppers of Western New York. And it's important that we continue to let the public know. You hear me say this all the time, that we cannot solve the crimes that are committed in Erie County without the cooperation of witnesses. This is, further emphasizing that point, but it's not only solving the crimes that have been committed by the use of these firearms or the possession of these firearms, but it's also preventing other crimes, as I've already indicated. It's, you know, the other potential crimes that could have been committed with these 84 firearms. You know, and that's smart. That's a proactive measure that we've reinvested in with this program. And I'm happy to be here to make this announcement to, again, encourage citizens of Erie County that are aware of, you know, somebody unlawfully possessing a loaded firearm to get in touch with us. They can call Crime Stoppers. I'll let Paul, if he wants to mention the specific information, he can provide that to you, but it's right on their website. And, you know, I'm just really pleased to be able to make this announcement. I'm here with my partner, Mark Polenkars, and if he has anything he wants to add, I'll turn it over to him now.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney. I am pleased to be here as we continue this joint effort, especially with our friends at Crime Stoppers of Western New York, to take guns off the street. In 2019, we were facing a significant crisis of unfortunate homicides as well as gun crimes throughout all of Erie County, but specifically in the city of Buffalo. And the district attorney's office, working with my office and Crime Stoppers, said we need to find a way to get these guns off the street, these guns that are killing people, killing babies. And unfortunately, it took a little bit of time to get the program off the ground to where we thought it would be, but that's what's happened in the last few years. Last few years, we've seen, as the district attorney has said, 84 guns have been taken off the street. Those are 84 guns that would have been used and possibly have been used in crimes in the past. And as a result of the efforts of many, the district attorney's office, the various law enforcement agencies, Crime Stoppers of Western New York, and just the general public, we've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of homicides, crimes using a gun, attempted murders, shootings, as well as just gun crimes in general. But they still exist. And we know that if we give people an opportunity to anonymously, and I think that's the key, especially with Crime Stoppers, this is anonymously receive, provide us information and then receive a reward is basically what it is, and now a $1,500 reward, they will call. And as you can see on the number there, they will call 7166-867-6161. And that's what we want people to understand. You're calling Crime Stoppers of Western New York. It is not actually the district attorney's office or the Erie County government, which is handling these calls. It's Crime Stoppers. Everything's done anonymously. And then if it does, as the district attorney noted, lead to an arrest, they will pay out on conviction of these individuals these rewards. And we want people to understand it is completely anonymous. You will get a reward. And the best way that we found in some times of preventing future crimes is people who have knowledge, family members, friends, saying, I know something bad could happen. There's a gun that this person possessed. They might want to pursue a crime. They call Crime Stoppers. They let us know. Then we send out our partners in law enforcement to see if it's actually the case. And if they do confiscate the gun, not only is that individual eligible for a reward, but we've probably stopped a crime and potential life from being lost. So we ask everybody, if you have knowledge, please share it anonymously. It will not get out to anyone else. And if it does lead to that award, or I should say arrest and conviction, you can receive up to a $1,500 reward. And it's more of saving people's lives and preventing future violence that really matters. But if it takes a reward to do it, we're all for it. So thank you to Paul and his team at Crime Stoppers. And of course, thank you to the district attorney for the good work of your team, because it has reduced homicides, it reduced gun violence crimes, and as a result, has saved lives.
Thank you, Mark. And you know, I'm happy to turn it over to Paul in a second, but I wanted to expand on something that the county executive just mentioned, and that is the violent crime numbers having gone down in Erie County the last couple of years. So the Buffalo News just did a big expose on this a couple of weeks ago, but the violent crime numbers in 2023 reached historic lows. At the end of that year, depending on what data point you looked at, shootings or shootings with injuries had gone down between 35 and 45% from the previous three-year average. And I talked about that for the last year for those numbers in 2023. And then in 2024, we even reached lower numbers than that. It was another reduction of just a couple of percentage points, but that was remarkable that we were even able to improve upon that that remarkable number that we had in 2023. And I think the reason for that is, as the county executive mentioned, the collaboration that we have with our partners, the county executive, Crime Stoppers of Western New York, all of the law enforcement agencies that we have here in Erie County, And it's initiatives like this that have really been helpful in us, you know, preventing and being proactive in preventing crime from happening. You know, Paul mentioned this earlier, and I'm happy to let him talk about this. But when we first started this program, it took a little while for it to really sink into the public. And as the county executive emphasized, the idea that this is an anonymous tip is, I think, what makes this program effective. It still results in the, you know, as I said, 84 in 2.5 years in the arrest and removal of that firearm from our streets. But it's a, you know, that's why I think it's important that we're here today to, again, highlight this program so that our citizens take advantage of it. And we're happy to give that reward if it results in an arrest and we can prosecute that person. And as I indicated, 84 times we've utilized this in the last 2.5 years. So, Paul, is there anything you want to say?
First of all, I'd just like to thank you very much for the added money toward the awards and from the county for giving us and starting the program 4 years ago. It's taken a little time, but the word is out. And any law enforcement personnel will tell you the most frustrating part of sometimes these crimes, these heinous crimes, are is that there are witnesses out there. There are people that see things and they're afraid to come forward or don't want to come forward. Well, let me tell you, with this increase in reward money, that's where the tips are coming from. And they want it. This shows it. We're adding another $500 to every gun that we get off the street that was used in a crime. That's huge for our community. And I think that's why some of the numbers that have gone down, and you've seen it, those were weapons taken off the street, not only in that crime, but as everybody and the guys behind me will tell you right now, they were going to be used again and again and again. And to pull those types of guns off the street is what it's all about. From Crime Stoppers, we just want to solve crimes, help law enforcement solve crimes. And it sometimes takes money. And that's why I think this program's worked. Thank you again very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Anybody have any questions?
Can you talk about the timing of this announcement? Why are you announcing this today?
You know, because this is, you know, it's interesting, actually, as you may you know, already know, crime in Erie County kind of takes a dip in the winter months. Okay, the numbers are down. The violent crime numbers are always down in the winter months. And it's because we haven't seen the sun since, I don't know, October. And it's because there's snow every day. But people stay in their houses. And, you know, I think that's why the crime numbers go down in the winter. There's less activity on the streets. There's less people out. But we're anticipating that with the break in the weather that's hopefully coming soon, that, you know, that the activity will increase, the crime will increase. And we're out here to encourage people to be aware of this program and to shed light on it so that people continue to work with us in this program we have with Crime Stoppers.
The goal is to kind of get ahead of that. But
exactly.
If you could talk a little bit about the 84 guns seized. Does it run the gauntlet? Was it primarily handguns? What type of weapons were taken off?
Yeah, they're almost always handguns. Those are the you know, weapon of choice by people that are either, you know, they're trafficking in drugs. They have handguns. They're committing robberies. They have handguns. They're shooting each other. They have handguns. You know, we see oftentimes, you know, a lot of these cases are solved not just through this program, but, you know, the younger people, and this is mostly young people that are using firearms. They have they use social media, different platforms they use where they're threatening each other on social media, or they're bragging about how tough they are, or they're bragging about the, you know, the money that they've made, and they take pictures with guns and drugs and money. And, you know, so they're almost always handguns. You know, occasionally we'll see, we'll see a longer gun, but they're almost always handguns.
And I mean, it's a large number of illegal guns. How do they get into the area? Any idea?
They come from all over the country. You know, we have in New York State, we're lucky. We have some of the strictest gun laws in the country, but, you know, there's nobody sitting on the border, you know, checking people to come. They come here from Ohio, or they come here from Atlanta. They come through Pennsylvania. They come from all over the country, and they're able to buy guns more easily in other states, and then they bring them here. It's been going on for years. It It's a frustration that we have in law enforcement, and you know, we talk to our partners in you know, in the federal system as well, the FBI and our other partners, that you know, we would like to be able to limit that, but you know, it's really challenging, as you can imagine, because of the just the, you know, the nature of our country and the freedom that we have. So they come from everywhere.
Paul, could you maybe speak to this, just the idea of the tips of that are anonymous versus non-anonymous tips? How does that compare?
Well, everything is anonymous from Crime Stopper's standpoint. The tips are completely anonymous. There's a coordinator that handles that. I couldn't tell you when the call came in, who the caller is, and where the reward goes. But it definitely is a coordinator who takes care of all of that. And we, that's why we're so successful, because we've been able to keep that as quiet as we possibly could.
If I can just add, one of the reasons that we strengthened this program a number of years ago was because we heard from individuals that they were just too afraid to talk to a government agency. And if a government agency is going to pay money, we have to identify that in a report, which means we would never have been paying out a reward because no one would ever want to identify themselves. We can report to the comptroller's office and other parts of county government that the money went to Crime Stoppers. And Crime Stoppers verifies to us that this tip came in and an individual provided it. And then they work with the district attorney's office through the prosecution of the matter. So when the reward is paid, it's not paid by Erie County District Attorney's Office, Erie County, the Erie County Comptroller's Office. The money goes to Crime Stoppers, which then makes the payment. And what we found in the years since that we announced it in that strengthening of the reward system is that people are more likely to call Crime Stoppers with a tip sometimes than they are law enforcement, because they're afraid the information is going to get out from law enforcement, but they trust Crime Stoppers because they understand it's an independent agency that does not have to reveal where its money goes.
Any other questions?
Are that many crimes across your desk coming in that are legal armed guns, not first legal guns? Is that there's a lot more illegal activity we're seeing in terms of art?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, the people that commit crimes do not normally have licenses to carry. You know, I mean, it's probably over 90%. Never actually, you know, looked at that data, but it's very rare that we have somebody that was involved in a shooting or that was involved in a, you know, a robbery where they had a law, where they had a lawful permit to possess a firearm. So, I mean, you know, it's you know, the people that lawfully possess firearms that have permits, they're not involved in criminal activity, you know, typically.
How much do you anticipate these tips will go up, you think, from this additional contribution?
Well, I hope they double or triple. I mean, you know, any increase is great. You know, as Paul indicated, you know, when this first started a couple of years ago, people were hesitant to get involved. Once they realize that this program is working and that we are not divulging their information, they're not even providing their information. These are anonymous tips. They're not witnesses for us in these crimes that we're prosecuting. They are just providing the information that lead to the arrest. And so, you know, if people understand that that is effective, then hopefully they'll come forward and continue to help us.
And why would you think that people might be more reluctant, even though it is anonymous, to provide a tip for illegal activity?
Why would they be reluctant, even if it's anonymous? Well, most of the time it's because of fear. You know, we deal with that all the time with witnesses on cases. And we have, as I've talked about a number of times, we have 15 victim witness advocates that help us in that regard. But, you know, it's a common thing. It's not, you know, it's not particular to Western New York or Erie County, but, you know, the people that witness crimes oftentimes live in the neighborhoods where the crime occurred, and they're afraid that something is going to happen to them. So, you know, if they cooperate with law enforcement, you know, there is a no snitch mentality. I'm sure you've all heard that phrase before. And, you know, people are reluctant to come forward because they're afraid.
What would you recommend to those that are reluctant to come forward?
Well, they should use the Crime Stoppers phone number right here. And, you know, they can do it anonymously. So their information's not going to be shared. We're not going to disclose their identity in any way, shape, or form.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.